Now, we were talking earlier on the programme about AI and the advances in it in relation to Brad Pitt showing up in all sorts of places all over the country, including Cara Sevigne, when he's not really there. But HICWA has launched a six-week public consultation on its draft national guidance for the responsible and safe use of artificial intelligence in health and social care services. Linda Weir is HICWA's Deputy Director of Health Information and Standards, and she wants the public to get involved and get involved in this because this is having real world implications on the care of our loved ones in our health services.
So I would, Gerry, firstly to say we have developed this guidance in recognition of the use of AI in health and social care. I suppose it is in use at the moment, and some people may be familiar with it. For example, it's being used for things like scheduling appointments, or some of your listeners might have experienced their information being transcribed during appointments. But I suppose what we've seen is that this is expected to grow significantly over time. So the health and social care sector, as we know, is facing a number of challenges. So things like increased demand due to an ageing population, more complex and chronic conditions, and a shortage of staff to meet demands. And AI could really help to address some of these challenges. But, however, you know, health and social care is an area where extra precautions are needed, and it's important that they're deemed safe and trustworthy before use. And any use must be safe, and any risks must be carefully managed. So HICWA then has developed this draft guidance on the responsible and safe use of AI, as you've mentioned, published yesterday for a period of 6 weeks for public consultations. So what we're trying to do here, I suppose the main purpose of the guidance is to promote awareness and build good practice among staff and services. And it really is intended to help the sector to prepare for the significant changes that are coming in this area. So really we're asking the public to look at it as service users, to inform them about the changes that are coming, but crucially for staff working in health and social care services to really go through the guidance and see, you know, from their point of view, is it helpful? Is it actually going to help them prepare for this? Does it, you know, give practical examples, which is the intention, you know, that will help them in their role to ensure that they're using AI in a safe and responsible way and that they're confident about its use?
How is AI being used up to now? It's already started to be used, as you said, across the health and social care sectors in Ireland, and it's expected to grow significantly. But how is it being used already, do we know?
Yep. So at the moment, one example that I mentioned is, you know, through appointments, it's being used to transcribe notes. So I suppose some of the benefits around that is it ensures that all of the information is recorded accurately, everything is captured, and it allows clinicians also then to focus directly on the patient during consultations.
Instead of having to pause for 5 minutes every 10 minutes to write down copious amounts of notes, which is common best practice at the moment, but that's saving time in that area.
Exactly, and I suppose it's a more person-centred interaction then as well, Gerry, because it's a conversation that the clinician is having with the patient, and the patient has their full focus for the period of that consultation. So I also mentioned other administrative tasks like scheduling appointments, but it can also support diagnostics and help to predict medical outcomes, you know, which would mean preventative measures could be put in place earlier. It can help clinicians to detect illness earlier and flag patterns in scans and lab results more accurately. So there is a lot of potential there.
But what then, Linda, what are the threats, what are the risks of its use in this setting?
So I suppose, as I mentioned, obviously health and social care are a very safety critical area, Gerry, so I suppose it must be managed safely. There must be appropriate safeguards in place. You know, some of the risks could be things like over-reliance on AI, which is, you know, certainly something to be looked out for. And the guidance emphasises, you know, the importance of staff maintaining their clinical skills and that, you know, so that they can revert to traditional care if an AI tool is not working as expected, so that that's always there and those skills are maintained. Likewise, I suppose it's, you know, the guidance emphasises that AI is there to enhance and support judgment and clinical decision-making.
Not to take the human out of it completely and the human oversight to be missing.
Exactly. So that's another way, you know, that the risks are managed so that ultimately, that you know, the decision-making rests with the clinician. So over-reliance, as I mentioned, is one. There is a risk of incorrect outputs at times, but again, I suppose the important thing there can be around staff training, and you know that staff really, if they're using a tool, they're fully familiar with it, they understand how it works, they know what to expect, and if there is something going on that shouldn't, or if it's if it's performing as it shouldn't, that they, that they're in a position to recognise that and act on it. So there's a number of key things like that that are set out in the guidance that help to manage that risk. There is also legislation in place. There's legislation at a European level, the EU Artificial Intelligence Act, and there's work ongoing at the moment in Ireland, you know, to put legislation in place to implement that in practice here, and AI will have to be used in line with those legislative requirements.
Yeah, yeah. So this will be something that will be fed into that, the Department of Health, HC, and yourselves coming up with policy plus probably legislation to cover this area, because it is a fast-moving area, Linda.
Exactly, yes. And I suppose within HICWA, we're working closely with the Department of Health and the HSE on that.
Okay. Now, it's a six-week period, started yesterday, so people have time. Who ideally would you like to be feeding in? People who are patients plus people who are working plus others, or how does it work?
Yes, so as I said, it launched yesterday, so the consultation will run until the 5th of March. We're putting it out very broadly to the public. Look, this is something that ultimately is going to impact everybody at some point, I would say. So as I said, the guidance is targeted specifically at staff, so we really do want to hear at staff working at all levels in all types of health and social care services. But I suppose the guidance can also be used by people using services to see, you know, what should this look like in the service that I'm using?
Yeah.
What should I expect to see? And, you know, that's included in the guidance, you know, examples of what a person using a service should expect from their service, or what it should look like in terms of the information that they're given about the use of AI. So that's why we launched it on our website. It's there for everybody to look at it, to go through it, to send in their feedback. And at that point, once it closes on the 5th of March, we will then go through all of the feedback that we receive. It will all be analysed and reviewed, and ultimately used then to inform the final version of the guidance to be published later this year.
If you're a service user as well as obviously the staff, but if you're a family member of somebody who is using the care service or health service in this way, and you've observed things, then your feedback is valuable as well.
Absolutely. Anyone, you know,
a carer for somebody.
Carers, any representatives, it's open for anybody to go through the guidance and submit their feedback, and we welcome all feedback.
Okay, so Linda, just to recap, it's on the HICWA website, the public consultation is there, the guidance is there, you can read through it and have your say any time over the next 6 weeks.
Exactly, and if anybody needs more information, they can just reach out and contact us directly. Our website address for the team is hist@hicwa.ie, or they can contact the main HICWA office.
Okay, Linda, listen, thanks so much for going through that for us in the programme this morning.
Not at all. Thank you very much for your time, Jerry.
There you go. That is the public consultation process that HICWA have launched. It's a six-week public consultation as draft national guidance for the responsible and safe use of AI in health and social care services. It's an important one. Linda Weir, the Deputy Director of Health Information and Standards at HICWA. If you go to hicwa.ie, you'll find information on that public consultation and to take part on it.